It's a pleasure to have Bulletin publisher Richard Coltharp in the studio today for Bulletin on the Radio. Let's start with the Mesilla Valley Maze. Tell us about it.
The maze is very cool. You can wander around, but they also have these human hamster wheels. They're these cylinders that the kids can get in and run just like hamsters, and that's what we have on the cover of our bulletin this week. It's starting to feel like autumn out there, and that's a great place to experience.
Moving from the Mesilla Valley maze to, I guess you could describe it as a maze of difficult decisions that a family has to make with aging loved ones, and you yourself are in that situation.
Right. We have a special section this week called Caring Decisions, and as your parents age, which is the most common situation, but it could be a sibling, a child, or that's got some kind of illness. There's all sorts of things you got to consider: legal issues, financial issues, health issues, care issues, and we explore a lot of those topics in this week's special section called Caring Decisions.
And then I see there's some TLC for the Las Cruces International Airport.
Right. You know, it's always been kind of out of sight, out of mind, because it's way off on the West Mesa, and we see all these other improvements in Las Cruces. But Mike Cook this week talks about the revitalization that's going on to the airport and the importance that has to economic development, both short and long term, for Las Cruces.
And tell us about Wings and Wheels.
That has some old historic airplanes and cars, too. So it should be a fun way to show off the airport and see some cool vehicles, too.
Tomorrow, empty bowls and a big milestone for El Caldito.
Right. That empty bowls event is one of my favorite events in Las Cruces. This Friday will be the 27th annual. It's over at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. You pay $20, I think, and you get a bowl. You get to pick from hundreds of bowls that local artists have created, and you get to try these different soups from restaurants from all over the community. And it all goes to help El Caldito Soup Kitchen, which was established in 1984. And Mike Cook writes about them this week, and they've surpassed 2 million meals by now, which is always amazing to think of a million of anything, and they've done it twice now.
I'm wondering how long will they let you stay and eat from all of the 50 different restaurants that are supplying soups on Friday.
Well, I've always stayed a while. I've never stayed long enough to get kicked out, but maybe this is the week to try.
And you can also march to Fort Selden for some moonlight fun.
Fort Selden is also something that's often out of sight, out of mind for Las Cruces. It's an old historic fort from the Civil War days and then the post-Civil War days. A lot of Buffalo soldiers were there. And they've got these reenactors, and they're going to be telling ghost stories and the history of the fort. I think that's from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday at Fort Selden. It's about 20 miles north of here.
And the Home Builders Association is hoping to expose some local kids to some skills that could one day turn them into home builders.
Absolutely. The home building industry, a lot of the skilled workers are getting older, they're hitting retirement age, and because shop classes have not been, you know, the norm in high schools for the last generation or so, we're seeing a shortage of people who can do that work. And they've opened it. The home builders helped the school system. They're working together. They've got a full shop now at Oñate High School. Students from all four high schools were there last Thursday, I think it was, and over 350 kids and like 40 businesses. They all got out in the parking lot of Rawson Building Supply with actual hands-on things. They were building sheds, one for each high school, and the schools completed. They can do with it what they want for storage, or they can try to sell it.
What do you know? I'm in the market for a shed. Richard Coltharp, thank you for spending some time with us today. Sounds like the bulletin is chock full of great information.
It's good, and it's still plenty of time to vote early.
Oh, yes. Thank you for the reminder. And this weekend, there will be several additional early voting locations opening around Doñana County.